Today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are doing Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So the previous Mishnah Aleph told us about that if a katana or a nara earns a living, that the money goes to her father, and that's not only if she works for a living, if she has a ksuba that comes to her because she got divorced or her husband died, it doesn't go to her, it goes to her father. So there's a difference though between when the marriage ended after Erusin, before they ever got to the stage of Nisuin, and when the marriage ended after they have already gotten to the stage of Nisuin. Hama'aris is bito ve'gersha. If a person gave over his daughter for Erusin, and then she got divorced before she ever had Nisuin, Erusavinis armala, or she had Erusin, and then her husband died before she ever had Nisuin, ksubasa shalo. The father is going to be entitled to the ksuba. He siya ve'gersha, but if she had nisuin and then got divorced, he siyav in isarmala, she had nisuin and then she became widowed, ksuba sashala, then she gets her ksuba, because once she has nisuin, she's no longer considered to be in the father's rishus, and therefore the father doesn't get any of the money that's coming to her. Now we said that both of her marriages ended after nisuin, both the ksubas belong to the daughter. The next Tana though, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda omer harishona shel av, the first ksuba belongs to the father, meaning even though the ksuba only became collected at the time of Nisuin, it was written before the time of Nisuin when she was still in her father's rishos, and it's the time of the writing of the ksuba that counts. So by the time she got remarried, after the first Nisuin, so that ksuba is only going to go to her and not to her father, but the first ksuba that she had, which was written before she ever had Nisuin, will go to her. Amrullah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishesia in Levi Rishuspa. What are you talking about? Once she had Nisuin, that's it. Her father has no rights whatsoever. So it's not when the ksuba was written that matters, it's when the ksuba is collected that matters. And at the time this ksuba is collected, she's already not in the father's Rishus, because she's already been a Nisua. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. The Pesukim in the Torah tell us that there's a halacha called Motzi Shema, meaning a guy is Ma'aris and Nara, and he claims that she was not a Besula, because after their experience on the wedding night, he sees that she was not a Besula. So he brings witnesses who testify that she did, that she was Mizana during the time of Erusin. And then they find out that those witnesses are lying, so we give Malkus to the husband for being Motzi Shema on his wife, and there's a knas that he has to pay 100 selah to the girl's father. But if the Edom were telling the truth, then she gets skila, because she cheated on her husband, and that's being a mena efes earns her skila. So that happens. Pesach Beis Aviyah is a sort of a statement that she was raised poorly. So the Torah, when it talks about Mazi Shemra, talks about a nara besula who committed adultery dafka during Erusin. The Mishnah tells us though that what if she was not a Jew when she was born, and then she converted. So Hagiorishin is Gaira Bita Ima. If you have a female convert who converted together with her daughter, Vizinsa, and the daughter when she was in Nara committed adultery during Erusin, Harezo Bechenek, so she's Chayiv Chenek, she's not Chayiv Skila. So since she wasn't a born Jewess, she's Chayiv Chenek and not Skila. Ein La Lo Pesach Beis Aviyah V'lo Me'asela, and she doesn't have all the normal dinim that you'd have of a Nara Besula who cheats on her husband. There is no Pesach Beis Aviyah to go to, because her birth father is not a Jew, and she has no relationship to him, and there's no Me'asela that goes to her father. So the halacha of Skila al Pesach Beis Aviyah, and the halacha that the husband has to pay a knas of Me'asela, is only by a Nara Besula who was born as a Jewish person, not someone who was born as a non Jew. What if Haisa Rasa Shalabakdusha Veledasa Bakdusha? When she was conceived, her mother was not yet Jewish, but by the time she was born, the mother had already converted. So then Harezo Beskila, then she is eligible to get Skila for cheating on her husband, but still, Ein La Lo Pesach Beis Av V'lo Me'asela. But still, the dinim that relate to her father are not going to apply. apply to her because the father's role in the birthing process is at conception. It's not at birth. It ends at conception. And therefore, at the time of conception, the mother was not Jewish. So therefore, there is no Pesach Pesav, Skila al Pesach Pesavia, and there is no Me'asela. Haisa Harasa V'leidasa Bikdusha. If she was even conceived after her mother had already converted, then Harekav Asisol Chaldover, then she's a regular Jewish woman with all the regular halachos. Now, Yeshla Av Vein La Pesach Pesav. Let's say she has a father, but the father is homeless. He doesn't have his own house. Or Yeshla Pesach Pesav Vein La Av. Or there is a house that belongs to the father, so to speak, but there is no father. The father's already dead. So Arezu B'Skila, she's still going to get Skila. Lo Nemar Pesach Pesavia, a little mitzvah. The idea that Skila has to be Al Pesach Pesavia is only a din l'chadchila. But B'Di'eved, the Skila can really be anywhere. So let's quickly review what we learned today. We learned in Mishnah Beis that if a man gives over his daughter for Erisin and then she gets divorced and then he gives her over again for Erisin and she becomes an Almana, so the father's entitled to both Ksubas. If she had Nisuin and she gets divorced and then has another Nisuin and becomes an Almana, then she gets both Ksubas. But Rabbi Yehuda says no, the first Ksuba still goes to the father, even though that marriage ended after Nisuin, but the time the Ksuba was written she had never yet had Nisuin. And the Chama said back, it doesn't matter when the Ksuba was written, it matters when the Ksuba was collected. And by the time even the first Ksuba was collected, she had already had Nisuin. Mishnah Gimel told us that if you have a Giyores that converted together with her mother, and then that girl was Mizana Matachas Baila, so she's Chayiv Chenek. She doesn't have the din of Skila al Pesach Pesavia, and there's no din of Me'asela for being Motzi Shemra against her. If she was born after her mother had converted, but she was conceived before her mother had converted, and then she cheats on her husband, so she's Chayiv Skila, but there's no din of Pesach Pesav, and the husband doesn't pay a Knas of Me'asela. If she was even conceived after her mother had converted, so then she's just a regular Jew, and she has all the dinim of Skila al Pesach Pesavia, and the husband paying the Me'asela. Now, if she has a father, but the father doesn't have a Pesach Bais, because he doesn't own a house, or there's a Pesach Besa'av, but there is no father, because the father's already dead, so then she's Chayiv Skila. The whole din of Pesach Pesavia is only as a mitzvah l'charchila. It is not something that's Ma'akev B'dievin. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey.